Swayam Rupa Kadabhaya Gratri Swapadantika Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Mita Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sadhijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tansajiva Sadhetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gorandi Radhe Runa Vishwari Vishabhanu Suteri Paramami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpat Rubhyasya Kripasim Vedinacha Vatidanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Reina Gadaha Sivasadi Gaur Vakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Swayavani Paschatya Desitarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gura Chishe Namaha Ananda Nilamaya Vigrahaya Himalaya Vigaya Charu Sundaraya Tasmi Mahamaya Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandaya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. So, as we well know, in this royal path of devotion, it is set up in such a way that there is the spiritual master, there is the disciple, and the success of the disciple depends on guidance from the spiritual master. So today's lecture will be from the book Spiritual Master and the Disciple. There are compilations or statements made by Srila Prabhupada in that regard. And so Spiritual Master and the Disciple, book chapter 4, which is the disciple and the disciple's responsibilities, that's written or enunciated and explained. So there are quite a few points about how a disciple is supposed to relate to the spiritual master. And so by your permission and guidance from my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami, His spiritual master, Jagat Guru for all of us, the Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada, and the Parampara. This is what we hope to be used to discuss today. It is extremely important that a devotee who is serious connect with a spiritual master. It is by Krishna's mercy that one gets Guru. But it is very much a part of our tradition to connect with spiritual master. So, and when I say connect to spiritual master, not only for shiksha or instruction, but in fact formally join the parampara through diksha initiation, which I think happened here not too long ago, right? His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj took more disciples, yeah. Okay, a couple of days before that he took more disciples in Harrisburg. There was another one there. Now, so these words are from Srila Prabhupada, and it's been made into this book, Spiritual Master and the Disciple. So, first point, a disciple who takes the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul becomes perfect. A disciple who takes the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul becomes perfect. Big example is His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada himself. he took the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, his spiritual master, as his life and soul. The first time Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, first time, in fact, not long after you saw him, in the rooftop where Maharaj was preaching, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj immediately pointed out to Srila Prabhupada and said, "You are educated, young man. Why don't you spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in the West?" So he gave him an assignment right away. At the time, Srila Prabhupada Abebahu, at the time, said to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj that India was trying to free itself, herself as a country, from the British. And that's where everybody was focusing on. And so, he was implying that to bring Lord Chaitanya's teachings at the time that the country was focused more on freeing itself or getting away from the colonial rule of the British, the timing it was implying would not be perfect. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj overruled him and said the teachings of Lord Chaitanya were so important that they shouldn't wait. So again, Abhimabhu listened and got very interested in the teachings of Maharaj Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, and the rest is history. He means Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON founder, Acharya, took his spiritual master's instruction, the order, as his life and soul. And that's how the society got formed all around the world. Why we have now the branch here at Baltimore. So, whatever the spiritual master's order is, it should be taken without argument. You should be taken without argument. So Srila Prabhupada got corrected very quickly, because in a way, at that time he said, well, you know, everybody knows in India we're trying to get away from the British. So he hadn't said anything that was new. But again, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said that too. Lord Chaitanya's mission, Lord Chaitanya's teachings, Krishna consciousness should happen immediately. And that is the important thing. And that when it comes to India and freeing himself from British, that is politics, and politics is not going to go away. The faces change, new politicians come, old politicians leave, sometimes they leave disgracefully, sometimes they leave honorably, a few times leave honorably, sometimes their soul leaves the body, but politics continues. And Krishna proved it to Srila Prabhupada, and therefore it didn't take long for him to accept and begin to work towards it. So, there should be no instance in which the disciple says, this is not correct, or I cannot carry it out, whatever the order is. There is no I cannot carry it out. If a disciple makes that statement, that disciple is fallen. I cannot carry it out doesn't necessarily, let's go into a little more detail about it. Because sometimes you will get an order from a spiritual master to do something that you really don't know how to do. You don't know how. You can try it and probably get a poor job of it. And it happened to me a few times because I was living in 1995 to 1998. I was actually living with Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. And of course, we're serving the spiritual master directly, so we got a lot of service, do this, do that. And some of them I had to learn, and some of them I did not know. But then he explained to me that when he says an order has to be carried out, or he makes a request to do this, do that, make sure it's done. It has to be done. Either done by you, or arranged to get it done. So if you arrange to get it done, if you know you can't do it and you arrange to get it done, that is also acceptable. So the spiritual master says do something. If the Lord is in your heart, so you can't cheat. It's not like you know how to do it and you go get somebody else to do it, and that's laziness. But if you really can and you know that it's going to fall apart if you try to do it, then arrange to get it done. That's also acceptable. So, that's the first point. Now, then going back to the book, The Spiritual Master and Disciple, the next point is, to attain the perfection of life, one must follow the direction of Krishna and his representative, the Spiritual Master. To attain the perfection of life, one must follow the direction of Krishna and his representative, the Spiritual Master. So one must follow the Guru's instruction. That's like the first one that we talked about. This one also talks about following the direction of Krishna. And Krishna has spoken. It's called Bhagavad Gita. It's all there. It's all from the second chapter. Explains everything all with the 18th chapter. So if we follow what Krishna has said to do with the explanation, the purport given by Srila Prabhupada, then we are following the directions of Krishna. And then of course the Spiritual Master also is representative. So no one should neglect the order of a Supreme Personality of Godhead or the order of a Spiritual Master who is his representative. In fact, the mood should be, one should not hesitate to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once we do that, we will be safe in all circumstances. In other words, if we obey the orders of a Spiritual Master or the way Krishna has described spiritual life in the Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna is pleased. And when Krishna is pleased, we get automatic protection. Automatic protection. So, it is to our own advantage to look at devotional life in this light. Next point, in devotional service, one should execute the orders of the Spiritual Master with patience. Now we're talking in a certain way in which to approach it. You execute the orders of the Spiritual Master as a priority, but you also execute it with patience. You should depend on the Spiritual Master's mercy. Sometimes, and I've seen this several times, it happened to me and it happened to other devotees too. Spiritual Master gives instruction. Yes, it becomes priority, we're carrying it out. And there's all of these difficulties that come trying to do it. One time, I heard there was a question. Actually, the question was asked two different times. One here in Baltimore in the old building, and then another one I heard on the video, Radha Maharaj was giving a lecture in Chapati. But the question was pretty much the same. And the only difference is in Baltimore, it was a Prabhu that asked, and in India, it was a Mataji that asked, but it was the same question. He said, so they were saying pretty much, I'm trying to do my very best to obey the orders that are given and execute it, but I'm going through so much difficulty in trying to get any service done. So why doesn't Krishna make it a little easy for me to do it? Because after all, my heart is out there and I want to do it. And that one that I saw in Chapati Maharaj was on video, so immediately he started smiling. And he said, so I'll answer it the way he answered it. The difficulties that come with it, it's twofold. One, there's tests involved in it. So that's why this is, how patient are you going to be in carrying it out? So there's a test involved in it. And we learn lessons too. As the regular saying is, no pain, no gain, right? So if you go through some things and there's a little bit of challenge, you learn lessons from it, and also you learn to do the service with patience. How much Srila Prabhupada had to go through just preparing to leave India and come here to America? So many problems he went through before he was trying to distribute back to Godhead magazine. Didn't even have money to pay the printer. From a businessman that was doing well to this point, when he actually begins to serve Krishna, he's left at the post and he's serving Krishna. Now he has no money. How many people would have continued? If Prabhu would have quit. But he kept going. He didn't know how he was going to get to America. the lady that went to him, that he went to try to get a ticket on a cargo ship of all type of ships, you know, the same here, said, look at your body, you're old, the place is cold, and you're still going. But his spiritual master's instructions with his life and soul, and he was going to carry it out no matter what. So, still with persistence and with patience, Srila Prabhupada became quite successful. He started this movement, ISKCON, single-handedly. He was by himself. Not much money. And he didn't get much response in the beginning, because when he first came, and this is not said so much, he went to the so-called scholars, intelligent people here in America, materially that is, and they didn't pay attention to him. And so, you know what happened when he went to Tompkins Park and took a little drum, not even a madonga, a real madonga, and played, and the people that were really, 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 really in the mode of ignorance, using drugs and so on, they were the ones that said, oh, this is something different, nice, this is an older man, he's playing this, he's not even American, and he's playing this song, and he just started dancing, but this is how Krishna pulled them into Krishna consciousness. No real help even from his god brothers in India. He requested them. Even from Madanga he didn't get. But it never got him giving up. The thought actually did occur to him, but still, he has to serve his spiritual master. That was first and foremost. So one should never be impatient in discharging devotional service, because trials will come. Trials will come. And if you go through it and you end, you know, you finish your service with all the trials that may come, it's actually quite satisfying. You go through it. After that, it's quite satisfying. I'll just say one thing. When I went to Giranagar in 1995, we saw the temple, not the temple they're in now, the temple that we're in before, now it's the Prasadam Hall, but it was a temple at that time. And we looked at it and said, well, you know, we came from Maryland to Giranagar in Pennsylvania. We wanted to beautify the temple, make it a little nicer, spend money and bought some fabric, nice fabric, and curtains. We were going to put curtains on there. We looked at the walls, but there wasn't much to even hang anything on there. So we had to get some, you know, rails, curtains, just the entire thing done. And I was the one that got that service. So part of the wall was wood, and then, you know, unexpectedly it went into concrete, you know, it was just a mess on there. Those didn't know how to build. Like, so I'm using my, you know, doing the best that I can. Then all of a sudden my drill falls from my hand, winds up on the floor, and breaks and gets ruined. And I'm saying, Krishna, I'm just trying to help, and look at me now. So, all right. So finally we went to, I didn't have much money at the time too. We're going to quite a few trials. My wife and I, we didn't have children at the time. So that's when I learned more about even doing this kind of job, and found out that my drill was a toy anyway. I thought it was such a good drill, but it was much better drills in it. So I got a better thing, and I got a better tool to use, and the job in fact got done, and got done better with a better drill. So Krishna broke my drill, but actually it was an inferior drill. Really, this is what I found out. So, next point, disciple can receive and execute the spiritual master's orders sincerely when, so this is a condition, when he keeps aloof, that is separate, from bodily activities. In other words, don't make the material activities so much of a priority when have something to do from, you know, the order of the spiritual master. Now, as far as that's concerned, there are four classes of disciples. Spiritual master, any disciple, but there are disciples fall into four categories. And we'll describe all four of them. The first class disciple is the disciple who has been serving the spiritual master for a period of time, and there are some things that he or she has learned that the spiritual master expects that they do, and so now the spiritual master doesn't even have to tell him or her, the disciple, to do it. They will do it automatically anyway, because Guru Maharaj expects it and he's just doing it. Okay, that along with the fact that anything that the disciple doesn't know and the spiritual master says do it, they do it immediately as a matter of priority. So they've been around the spiritual master long enough, some things are just going to get done because they kind of have read, been around Guru Maharaj, he knows what they expect and how things, some things are supposed to be done, and they will do it anyway without any kind of instruction from the Guru. Second class disciple does not know what the Guru expects, but everything that the Guru says to do, that person will do without question. That's second class. Third class disciple is the one spiritual master says, do this, do that, do that. They go, but if I do this, too much, go get some water. Disciple says, but what if I go outside and it's too cold and I catch pneumonia or something like that? Or maybe the first class disciple, hey, he's reading your mind. You bring the water, I don't even have to do it. Because there's a first class disciple that would do it for you. In other words, excuses. That's third class disciple. Fourth class disciple, they get initiation, they go their way, spiritual master goes this way. They have nothing to do with the spiritual master. I came to get initiation, I'm initiated, I'm so and so. Now I don't know you anymore, I lead my life. That's fourth class. You don't do anything with the spiritual master. So disciples should either be first class if they've been around the Guru, or at least second class. Whatever the Guru says, do. No excuses. Third class, fourth class is absolutely horrible. Fourth class never go back in the spiritual world. To ask the question. See, Prabhupada even says, and there's one fourth class disciple in this category. That devotees complained after initiation that this particular Prabhupada just go on and doesn't do any service. And Sri Prabhupada says, he didn't get initiated. He had gone to initiation and got the name. Sri Prabhupada said, this person is not initiated. In other words, he's not my disciple. If you're initiated, you have to serve the spiritual master. So that's the way it is. Now, next point in the book, to test who is a useful disciple, one must measure his activities in executing the will of the spiritual master. Okay, now another way of saying is, sometimes the guru will test the disciple. This is part of the spiritual life. Sometimes the guru will test the disciple. And I'll bring one point up about this. This was in India. Some of you may know this particular Mataji, or at least know of her. The Prabhupada disciple that wrote a cookbook called Yamuna Devi. Okay, well now, one time, as Sri Prabhupada used to translate Bhagavatam and so on at night. Okay, so where the boy is sleeping sometimes, you know, he's really programmed himself. Anyways, on this. So close to 1 o'clock in the morning in India, Sri Prabhupada sent for Yamuna Devi. He woke her up. Sri Prabhupada was hungry. And he wanted some prasadam. And he was specific. Can you make me kacholis? 1 o'clock in the morning. Sri Prabhupada, Mother Yamuna did not hesitate. Immediately, she said yes to Sri Prabhupada, offered obeisances, left. But the problem was, she didn't have all the ingredients, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, where are you going to get ingredients for her? So, he had to literally find ways of doing this, including getting other disciples, waking them up, say, Prabhupada wants Krishna. You know, I have to do something about this. So, in the end, after asking a few disciples and waking them up, they think they're sleeping and getting up for Mangalarti, but now, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, had to wake them up, and somehow she persisted and got people around to finally get all the ingredients, and she made the kacholis, and by 2 o'clock in the morning gave it to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada just tested her. Would you do this in this kind of circumstance, which, you know, wake up with your master once this? She did it. So yeah, sometimes we test. This is one example that came up. We'll give one more example. The disciple must obey and satisfy the spiritual master. You have to serves future master in such a way that he's satisfied. And when he's satisfied, he'll let you know. He will really let you know. Not every time he'll tell you, but sometimes he'll, you know, he'll make comments in appreciation of what you do. For what you do. Not that you should go looking for it necessarily. Say, yeah. And not to go my own or anything like that, but I got that kind of comment from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. It was just out of the blue. I'm serving. I went to his room, getting ready to leave, and he says, Richard, you actually, you know, spent quite a bit of time serving me, and I really appreciate what you do. And I turned around and said, well, Maharaj, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Then he started laughing. I laughed off and I just walked out. I always enjoyed serving. I was just, and I'm not telling it to me or anything, but just being around him, I learned so much from him that it's in appreciation that I would not wait to serve him. It's just so much we learn. So, what the disciple must obey and satisfy the spiritual master. And maybe I'll destroy one more. And then we'll stop here and come. It's almost 6 o'clock. By executing the order of Krishna and Guru, all necessities are automatically provided by Krishna. This is very, very true. Sometimes we go to Hare Krishna. So we'll just come on with this, only this one, and then finish up. By executing the order of Krishna and Guru, all necessities are automatically provided by Krishna. When Krishna is served through the instructions of Guru, Krishna is pleased and Guru is pleased. And because the person, the disciple, is in a service consciousness, then Krishna provides everything that's needed so that the disciple can go on serving from his heart. Okay. Now, that's not to be confused with sometimes, because it says all necessities are automatically provided by Krishna. Sometimes devotees go through difficulties, material difficulties. Okay. That's not to confuse this, what we just mentioned, with the material difficulties that sometimes come. There are two reasons for the material difficulty. When Krishna, this is from the Shastra directly, when Krishna wants to give us the greatest favor, he takes away materially. He takes away. Now he takes away so that we will cry out more to Krishna and depend more on his mercy. It's the only reason he does that. Nameva Bhakta Pranashati, he's already said in Bhagavad Gita, my devotee will not perish. He will never get you down and out. No. Well, nobody was saying Krishna consciousness. He did that. So he'll support, he owns everything. But that's just to get us closer. And it's also that difficulty only occurs for a period of time and then it's gone. And whatever lessons that we learn from it. So, but when you serve and serve sincerely, whatever is needed is automatically provided by Krishna. And unfortunately, I'll give myself another example as another example. Literally, compared to a whole lot of people, I don't have much money. But there's a reason I'm saying that. I have very little money, comparatively. Very little money. But whenever, and I found that especially with Anasuya and my wife, whenever we need something to serve, somehow Krishna provides the money for it. So it's happened so many times that I said, I don't have a bank account. I don't consider myself having a bank account anymore. Some things to write checks and pay bills, that's there. But for anything else that's needed, Krishna has the account. If we want it, he'll provide it. They provide the means, and it's happened so many times that I definitely live by this. If you sincerely serve Guru Krishna, he provides necessities for doing what you want to do. Wow, wow. It's not even me. Look at this temple. It used to be a little house in the front, and look at the temple now. Persistence and service and going gung-ho after it. Here it is. So are there any questions or comments? Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. So Prabhuji, you're talking about disciples and gurus.
Yes.
There are so many families and members that do not have gurus. ethnicity. Mm-hmm. What instructions should give them about fairness?
About service. Okay. Yes, and that's where it starts. Actually, you started the answer to the question. It comes from service. And speaking about service, this is your main temple, Baltimore. Hmm? Sri Sri Mata here, Jagannabadi Subhadra here, decent sized deities, and beautiful temple. To get the favor of Krishna, and Krishna is the one that leads us to Guru, we have to use this temple as a great opportunity for service. Give your heart to the temple. Give your heart, give your time, give your expertise, and give your money to this temple. Because if you do that, you are giving to the owner anyway. Krishna owns everything. So Krishna only looks at your heart. And through that, you will in fact get a guru. But the other point is, you also have the desire to connect to the spiritual master. If you don't have a desire to connect to the spiritual master, there's no point in Krishna helping you to find him. So, I know there's another people that want to ask questions. Any other questions? No? Oh, I thought you were going to. That's all right. All right. So, Chimopala ki, Vaishnava Thakur ki, Nitai Gaur Pramanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.